Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager and this is Celtic Pathways, a series in which we explore connections between Celtic languages and look for words with Celtic roots in other languages. In this episode, we find out what links the word truant with words for beggar, wretch and related things in Celtic languages. Truant means absent without permission, especially from school, wandering from business or duty, straying, loitering, idle, and shirking duty, or one who is absent without permission, especially from school. It comes from the Middle English truant, or truand, which means one who receives alms, a beggar, vagabond, vagrant, scoundrel, rogue, shiftless, or good-for-nothing fellow. From the Old French truand, meaning vagabond, beggar, or rogue, either from the Gaulish trugan, meaning wretch, or from the Breton truant, meaning beggar. Related words in the modern Celtic languages include trua, meaning pity, sympathy, compassion, miserable person, or wretch in Irish, truachan, meaning poor soul, poor thing, or wretch in Scottish Gaelic, truanoch, meaning miserable, mournful, or sorrowful person in Manx, trian, meaning wretch, miserable person, wretched, miserable, pathetic, poor, or weak in Welsh, truan, meaning sad, miserable, unfortunate, or wretched in Cornish, and truant, meaning beggar in Breton. Other words from the same Proto-Celtic root include
truant,
meaning crook, gangster, or beggar in French,
truan,
meaning scammer, swindler, rogue, crook, and historically jester or buffoon in Spanish,
truan,
meaning jester in Portuguese, and
truo,
meaning jester in Galician. Incidentally, words for truant in Celtic languages include fanach in Irish, erfalach in Scottish Gaelic, trugan in Manx, and truant in Welsh. You can find a transcript of this podcast, links to further information, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Thank you for listening and or watching, and goodbye. Slán, chidi, slenlet, hoil, dawelez, genavo.